Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room. We'll say where the damage has been done. Now, we talked about this story yesterday towards the end of the show, and it was in regards to Fox baseball reporter Ken Rosenthal.
Who did he apologize?
Knocked over.
Look at that.
Look at that. He's disgusted with the cameraman.
They should have just put the bucket over him.
Cool him off a little bit. Wow. You know?
He's that short.
Yeah, he's very, he's
a, that nice man picked up.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, normally what you should do when you knock somebody over.
Well, I mean, how is he going to help?
When the lady.
How is he going to help Big Monster up?
He's a little guy. You offer, Leroy.
If it was me, I'd pick the person up.
Even if the guy behind him could have gone.
And I'm
so,
the same height.
Ken Rosenthal went on foul territory.
You could pick up Kim Rosenthal. Like, the other guy was pretty big.
Oh, with Ken Rosenthal could go to JFA and go, a piece.
Ken Rosenthal. Burp him?
Yeah, for sure. Swaddle him. Ken Rosenthal was on foul territory, and this was his apology to the Brewers photographer yesterday.
I want to talk about what happened Saturday night when I accidentally bowled over Scott Paulus, the Brewers team photographer. While I was getting out of the way of the Brewers dumping water on Andrew Monasterio. Now, the ever-observant A.J. Przinski joked afterward that I looked like Muhammad Ali standing over Sonny Liston. Now, A.J., of course, is more experienced in these kinds of interactions than I am. And I must admit, though, when I looked at the video, when I saw this, I was surprised at how upset I appeared. I was more confused than anything. Now, I had to continue the interview. We were live, folks, on national television. Couldn't stop. And that said, I felt awful about what happened. And afterward, I went up to Scott, who I've worked with in pits before over the years, and I apologized. And I apologized profusely because, let's face it, I don't think that you ever expect knocking someone down is going to happen in any particular situation. So yeah, sure. I apologized, and Fox is doing the American League playoffs this year, so I won't see the Brewers again unless it's the World Series. But if I do see the Brewers in the World Series, I look forward to working with Scott again in the photo pit, and I also look forward to sharing a good laugh with him over this.
If a player
had looked at him the way he looked at that guy that he ran over. You can pull that up. Watch this look. If a player looked at him like that, you think he would have been that understanding? Look at that look right there.
That's a look of disgust.
If a player looked at him like that, he would have said, get over yourself, buddy.
Look how happy all the players are they just won, and he's like, how dare you.
But did he also apologize for not picking him up?
First of all, look how big that shoe is compared to how small he is.
Oh my God.
Like,
yes.
That don't, like, holy smoke. Yeah, I know you thought about it.
Look at him, like, walk away too, shaking his head.
Dude is all dipped in the mud.
Like, he's sitting here and he says, I was surprised to see how upset you are. You were? Because you look pretty upset, Ken. Right. The damage is done, my friend. Damage. I don't want to hear any apologies. And I know that this was Scott. Friend. Scott went on the Odyssey Station in Wisconsin. And, you know, he was a chum about it because you want to know what? He's a good sport. But this Ken Rosenthal, blowhard.
Scott, your work speaks for itself. People have all seen it. And if you had a message for Ken Rosenthal, what will you say if you do see him? It wouldn't be till the World Series because Fox would have the World Series. But what are you going to say to Kenny next time you see him?
We're all good. You're good, Ken. Thanks a lot. We spoke after the game. We're all good.
Yeah.
Everything worked out fine.
I try to tell people he's a good guy, and he loves baseball as well.
Yeah, if you don't go through those type of celebrations without some sort of kerfuffle, it's on you. Yeah, it just happens.
Players make mistakes. Players make mistakes too.
Yeah, imagine being that upset though in a walk-off win. Like everybody's like, jubilant and having a great time.
That was like that look he gave him is like you.
That's offense. That's what that is. I'm offended that you were in my area.
I tell you what. I know one thing. If he would have looked over at like wow, he was just thinking his position allowed him to look that way because it definitely wasn't his size.
Right.
Like, yeah.
No, I am the great Ken Rosenthal, the Jim Gray of MLB.
I get it, but here's what I would
say. Jim Gray would look at you like that. Like, Jim Gray, if you got in his way in the middle of a boxing interview, he'd be like.
I would say this. Understanding how it looks and how emotions can get going and just quick like that and how he had to kind of step back. Why are they not more understanding when players get caught up in that?
I don't know.
Right? It's the craziest thing because he'll be one of the first people to stand up on the little soapbox and talk about that's not baseball and that's not this and this is how it should be handled. Right?
Yeah, he broke the unwritten rules of being a human.
Right.
You knock somebody over, you at least offer to help them up. Or say I'm sorry.
Or not throw a hand.
He threw
a hand up in disgust and walked away.
I was surprised to see how upset I was. You were?
Did you black out?
You not only looked at him in disgust.
You gave him a hand and walked off.
And then you were shaking your head as you weren't looking at him. And poor Scott's got to be here and be like, oh. Because what's Scott going to do? Scott is he's the photographer from the Brewers. You know, the Brewers are probably like, it's Ken Rosenthal, dude. What do you want? He's a jerk.
Hey, here's the deal. Like, while we sitting here talking about what should or shouldn't be done, I mean, he didn't seem to gain his composure till a day later either.
Crazy, dude.
Right. It's crazy.
What damage has done for you?
So, I've been going through some stuff. Fonz has moved to California. He called me yesterday. He's in New Mexico.
Heisenberg.
It's really nice over there.
That's where Breaking Bad took place.
Okay.
Did you ever see that show?
No.
You would like it. No.
And he said, everything good? No! Everything ain't good! I said, most kids move to Boca. Not to Milpitas, California.
Very far.
It's far! I said, no, I'll be all right.
But the damage is done.
The damage is done.
The damage is done.
Just left, like,
my damage is done.
My fan is going off on my computer.
Couldn't he
my
have gone,
IT guy's in New Mexico.
You couldn't have gone to Sarasota,
right?
The west coast of Florida.
Exactly. No.
Your technology is just showing how you feel on the inside.
Sorry.
You know what I feel like? I feel like my fan just won't shut off. That's what I feel like in the inside. And I got to wear a heart monitor.
The damage is done, my friend.
Yeah.
For
3 days.
Oh.
So,
wait a minute. Why don't you tell somebody? Now you're going to get Tobin to get you a more.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Don't mess with his health, please.
Wait, are you going to be wearing it during Thursday Night Football?
Are you watching Thursday
It'll
Night
get
Football?
Here next week. It'll get
okay.
here next
okay.
week.
Okay.
They said within 5 days.
Okay. No game next week, so that's good.
Yeah. So.
It's also going to track your sleep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't sleep. You know why? Because I have my dog treats me like a chew toy.
Which one?
Dre.
Oh.
Like he curls up and puts his head on my leg or whatever. And if I roll over, he bites me. I'm like, hey, dude, come on. Like, really? That's not even necessary. But yeah, so I'm sad. Fonz is gone. I'm in a house. All women. You see it. It's quiet around there.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Right? It's quiet.
I'll come on for another game.
Mima walks by. She's enthusiastic about sports, but she can't hear.
Yeah.
So that's like.
The old don't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And but.
You want me to bring Frog Boy on
You know what the worst part is? Like, as genuine as she is, nicest woman in the world.
Of
right?
course.
You ask her a question, whether she heard it or not, she responded. Now, it might be about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll look. And I'm like, Mima, that's not what.
She heard sounds.
Yeah. It's like, like she'll. She'll say, who's winning the game? I said, the Chargers or whatever. She go, oh, you need an Apple charger?
Hey.
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Damage is done,
Let
my friend.
Let me tell you a story about what happened to me on Saturday.
Mm-mm.
You went to the game?
No.
No.
concert.
To a concert.
So I went to a concert venue where I was celebrating a birthday.
Your birthday?
No, a birthday.
What kind of concert?
One of the Rat Pack?
Emo?
One of the crew?
One of the crew.
Okay.
Here.
All right. Oh, here.
And no, it was a 2000s party, actually.
Okay.
And
I was a 2000s party.
It was just like a DJ with a bunch of like 2000s music. Oh, so throwbacks, like, and stuff like that.
So they went back being
dance music.
So they went back to being 22, 23.
Well, it was very unfortunate that we were kind of like the only older ones there.
So it was younger.
So
people?
Some young brat was not nice to you.
Oh, let me tell you something. Oh,
somebody was feeling froggy.
Wow.
Let me tell you something.
Some little Gen Zer.
Did you have to say? Let me stop.
You know
right
the
there.
Look that Ken gave the photographer?
Yeah. Sure do.
That was the look I gave a security guard, actually.
Whoa. Security guard?
A security guard.
What did he say?
A lady security guard?
No.
A male security guard.
A male security guard.
Some little punk.
So you can come up to the front.
No, if only. No, in the entrance, I hate to call the venue out because probably some people saw it or whatever. But anyway, in the entrance, you know, they ID you.
Sure.
He ID'd you?
No.
He let you in.
This is the funny part. He IDs everyone around me. And I already had my ID out because I saw that he was IDing people. He goes, you can put that away. I don't need to see it.
Oh! Wow!
I'm sorry!
That is
Do I look 40 to you?
Oh, so you took it as an insult.
God. Look, I normally never really care.
Wait, maybe he's like,
this.
You are so smoking beautiful and all that stuff. We gonna let you go regardless of what you're
He called you old.
He ID'd Lupe and everyone around
me. He called you old, my.
Everyone.
Oh, so you're saying.
And Lupe was behind me, so he went around.
Isn't Lupe older than you?
I know! I know!
Damage is done.
So,
I never get insulted or care.
So you are offended.
I was offended.
That you didn't get carded.
No, I got offended the way he spoke to me.
Were you?
What?
Were you looking elderly?
Yeah.
No.
Did you have a stressful day?
You know.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did
you have like stressful stress
day?
Did you have some stress? Did you have some stress?
Fantastic. Okay.
Did you have some stress on your face?
Did you have granny glasses on? Did you wear like old lady sandals?
No.
Oh man. All right. Well, sorry, Vlad.
Was your outfit made you look old? I'm just saying.
Damage is done.
We're just trying to get to the bottom of this.
Is a halter top old?
It depends on
that tie here.
Depends on how it looks.
And your back is showing.
Vlad, sorry on the shortage of time. What do you got for damages done?
I got a whole nother set of questions.
We'll get to that.
It's on Leroy.
Oh!
Why?
Where's our lunch?
Wow.
What?
Oh,
The Ravens and the Browns? Yeah.
Oh, which you want?
I'm saying.
I'll order. You didn't even give me a heads up.
I did. I told you. I texted that yesterday in the message board here.
You texted?
The message board?
Wait a minute. YouTube.
On YouTube. You have my number.
I know. But it's
why?
Back. But
why
it's
are you back. Trying to get a hold of me through YouTube?
I didn't even see that.
I reversed. Your damage is done, and I flip it back on you.
You can't reverse it.
That's jujitsu.
Uno reverse.
You can't reverse it.
Wait.
Because I'm going to tell you why you can't reverse it.
That's
it.
Damage is done on him.
No, I'm going to tell you why you can't reverse it. The Browns were Browns were getting 12.
Yeah.
They got doubled up.
I know.
That's tough.
But listen.
There's no reverse when you get doubled
again,
up.
I owe you lunch. I don't have a problem with that.
I get it.
But you told me on... You have my phone number. You told me on YouTube chat.
Yeah, I needed to put that on YouTube chat.
How dare you not look at the YouTube chat?
Like, he doesn't look at the YouTube chat. He always looks at the YouTube.
He is in the chat. I understand.
What are you talking about?
I can't respond to
honestly,
YouTube
Vlad,
chat.
I didn't even see
I can
it.
Only respond to Twitch. Right.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
But to keep from running.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.